This is still a conference. It's not a training. But to begin message 3 and then 4 tomorrow, I would just ask you, this last week, this is Saturday, Monday through Friday, in each day, how many times did you praise the Lord? I believe all of us, and this is the normal thing, we have to start somewhere. And I remember I didn't praise at all, didn't have the thought of praising. But now, under the Lord's loving care, the indwelling Christ, from the time I wake up early in the morning until the time I go to sleep, and like an old guy, I wake up 3 or 4 times during the night. Then it's another opportunity to praise the Lord. In the new heaven and the new earth, we will be praising. We won't need to pray, but we will continue to praise Him. And so we will consider this in a detailed way, point after point, with the hope that in our own personal relationship with the Lord, we will praise Him. But if we are, spiritually speaking, just children, we only praise when something was given to me, or something I enjoy, I have now. But we need to learn to praise simply because He's all inclusive. And one indication that we are growing in life to maturity, just like in the Old Testament, in the first book at the end, this dear man at the end, he can only praise. So all of us right now, we come to the Lord as we are. Don't criticize ourselves. Don't examine ourselves. But be open to the Lord that throughout the earth, the saints in the Lord's recovery will not only pray, but they will praise at any time, in any condition. God is worthy of praise. So now we go through the outline point by point. Praise is the highest work carried out by God's children. We have all kinds of work. That's part of our Christian life. And when we stand before the Lord, He will examine our work as well as our growth. But here we realize praise is the highest work. The highest work. When this verse touches me, I realize I've been working full time for 60 years, but it took me quite a length of time to have any feeling about praising. But now it becomes a central matter. Praise is the highest work. If just these words would touch us, I'd be happy with this message. The highest work carried out by God's children. And then the points under this give us the details. The highest expression of a saint's spiritual life is his praise to God. Again, the highest expression of a saint's spiritual life. We are saints. We have our daily spiritual life. But the highest expression is our praise. And we praise to God. The Christian life soars through praises. That's quite a statement. It soars. It's not held low. It's not pressed down. It soars through the praises. To praise is to transcend everything, to touch the Lord. This is the highest expression of our spiritual life, to praise, to transcend everything. Spiritual victory does not depend on warfare. It depends on praise. I suggest when you have the opportunity to read and proread 2 Colossians chapter 20, verses 20 through 22. This is, and Brother Lee's message on this has been very helpful for many of us. They were going out for warfare, another country attacking them. And they were outnumbered in every way. But the brother that was the king at the time, he had no trust in himself when he brought this to the Lord. Enter into the war by praising. I will do the fighting. You do the praising. Whenever I read that verse, I'm encouraged. It depends on spiritually victory. Depends on praise. So if we are involved with spiritual warfare, the spiritual victory depends not on the warfare itself, it depends on the praise. when we are engaged in war with the devil, he will counteract. But when we praise, he flees. Because when we are praising, we are applying God's victory and his mighty power. We're not into this matter. Maybe there will be in the new future. During one of the trainings, semi-annual trainings, I believe in the near future, the Lord will direct us to have the training for spiritual warfare. I've mentioned this a number of times, but I'm going to mention it again. This is one aspect of the bride that has made herself ready. She is experienced in this spiritual warfare. And so we realize in this warfare, we praise. Just remember, we praise, God fights. Okay, section C. We need to see that God is above everything and that he is worthy of our praise. Okay, we need. So we need to have eventually have the realization to be able to say it in our personal relationship with the Lord. I need to see that Triune God, I need to see that God is above everything and that he is worthy of our praise. We need to learn to praise God because he's God, not just when this or that happens for our benefit, but he's worthy of our praise simply because he is God. And God has been waiting for hundreds and hundreds of years for genuine children of God to praise him. Not waiting for this or that to happen for them, but to praise God because he is God. I just wonder at this moment how many angels there are around the throne. Tens of thousands of them. You just imagine the great number praising God. And the time will come when we will participate in that kind of relationship. But now the Lord wants us to realize he is worthy of our prayers. So we ask the Lord, make yourself known to us in your being worthy. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to give me anything, Lord. You are worthy of praise. And thank you, Lord, it's a new day, early in the morning. I apply your blood. I turn my heart to you. I exercise my spirit, and I praise you. Even before I pray and ask this or that, I praise you. A little bit later in the morning, Lord, I praise you. I'm at a red light in the car. I praise you. I praise you through the day. It's not a requirement. This is just what I am now. I'm a praising believer. I don't know how to do this or that. But the central thing you're waiting for is praise. And now that second main section is in point two, with all the exact details. And so we'll look at a list of points. The book of Psalms is a book of praise. In the Psalms, we find the greatest and highest praise. Now remember, again, 60 years ago, one important man preaching the gospel was visiting us. We were in the certain where we were, and he just shared something with us. And I asked us a question: do you praise the Lord? Through the month, when you pray, read 10 of the messages in these verses in Psalms, 150 Psalms. During the month, 30 days, how many times for each day? Praising him. And in my reading, going through the whole Testament and the New Testament every year, all the way through, I'm getting close to the Psalms again. I'm in the book ahead of them, looking forward to the Lord's, not just reminding, but the Lord's training. No, I'm going through this part of the Bible. Direct me and train me to praise you and help me to understand the book of Psalms is a book of praise. In the Psalms, we find the greatest and highest praise. Just consider that. The greatest and the highest praise. Now the details. The following verses reveal crucial aspects of praise in the Psalms. So, of course, I'll read every point and then bring each one into our fellowship. O Jehovah, my God, I will praise you forever. Let's apply this. We have to start somewhere. Why not now? With this verse, saints, just pray reading these verses will saturate us with this particular aspect of the triune God And this will give us inwardly with us the desire to praise the Lord. So I'm focusing on each point with some strength. Oh, Jehovah, my God. Not just God, my God. And God wants us to say, you are my God. You're not just a God for the whole universe only. Oh, Jehovah, my God, I will praise you forever. The Lord will be deeply touched when his children, one by one, in their fellowship with him, if they would say, God, my God, I will praise you every day from now on. I will praise you forever. No matter where I am, what I'm going through, I will praise you. You don't have to do anything for me to praise you. You don't have to give me something so that I would praise you. I praise you because you are God worthy of praise. And I'm not alone in saying and trying my best to pray with the Lord, but sometimes inwardly to say, the Lord indicates, if you don't know what to ask for in praying, just praise me. Two, every day, I will bless you and I will praise your name forever and ever. I look forward to meeting the believer who wrote these verses. Some of them are sisters, many are brothers. To be able to say this to the Lord, every day I will bless you. I'm not waiting until you bless me. I will bless you. And I will praise your name forever and ever. As we're meeting here, no doubt millions of people on the earth are using God's name in a terrible way, using his name in the worst possible way it can be done. In the midst of this warfare, or this kind of rebellion, rather, God is encouraged when we praise him in the midst of this distraction that we're in. Three, I will bless Jehovah at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Look at the details again. I will bless Jehovah at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. It shouldn't just be our thinking, our feeling, but with our mouth. Sometimes when we're alone, we can just say, Lord, I praise you with my whole being. But if you're working somewhere in a room and there are 20 people around, you can't shout like that, but inwardly you're saying, Lord, I'm working here. But while I'm working here, I'm praising you in every situation. Okay, point four. I will praise Jehovah while I live. I will sing psalms to my God while I yet have being. The application of this verse has touched me in a tender way. When I'm having fellowship with this brother or this sister, just before they are passed away, side by side with some others, and how they end their time was just to praise. Like I mentioned before, Brother Lee's wife, she lived to be 95. And she was no doubt the most mature sister on the earth. And a sister that is helping her, actually living in the same place for 20 every day with some other sisters during the daytime. And then they called me, said, Brother Lee, Brother Lee's wife asked you to come to pray with her. And so I went on the Lord's Day afternoon. And she said, Brother Ron, I need you to join me in praying in spiritual warfare. And we prayed and we praised. She was still involved with spiritual warfare about a particular matter. And then I was told by the sister who lived with her, for the next 3 days, she was just full of joy of our praying and our praising. That's why I want to read this verse again. It's so precious. I will praise Jehovah while I live. I've heard this, some saints that were passing away with their last words. I'm coming to you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you. Then those nearby would say, Lord, we praise you. This is so real. And I will sing songs to my God while I yet have being. So when we sing the psalms, this is higher than just our praying, our words. We sing. Five. Then they believed his words. They sang his praise. So with our experience, this is the direction. They believed his words. We can declare to the whole universe, We believe God's words. Whatever God says, we say, Amen. And then we sing his praise. Six, because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips praise you. Let me just pause here. This was in the Old Testament. What kind of daily living this is? Now we are in the New Testament. May this become not just the same, but much more developed. Because of your loving kindness. I hope that many of you have this experience, that you know God's loving kindness. Putting together loving and kindness is better than life. My lips praise you. I've seen this happen, people passing away, even with their lips. They don't have the energy to even speak much, but you can tell when their lips, at the very end, I'm coming to you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I'm one with you. I want to see you in paradise. And I will praise you unlimited. Seven, I will cause your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore, the peoples will praise you forever and ever. Again, we have forever. I will cause your name to be remembered in all generations. So this is a believer saying, I will cause your name to be remembered. We have this responsibility and we have this opportunity. That we will cause your name to be remembered. I believe many parents have their children growing up. Even once they grow up themselves. And when they were young, they were born again, but they went into another direction. They will never forget their parents saying, praising the Lord. The feeling of praising the Lord is just in their being. And the time will come in their living on the earth. It will just flow out of them. Something like this, Lord, I thank you for your mercy. You know where I've been and what I've been doing, but you have your mercy has enabled me to come back to be recovered. And now I will not only thank you and pray, but there's my being to praise you. My failures, but you still love me. And now that I've been recovered, I join other saints to praise you. 8. Great is Jehovah, and much to be praised in the city of our God, in his holy mountain. Well, these words are there, but let's not pay attention so much to city and mountain. But the first part, great is Jehovah. Great. Did you ever hear anyone in the prayer meeting or in the Lord's table meeting? Great is Jehovah. After you've had the bread and the wine, now you're worshiping the Father. To have this realization, great is Jehovah. Father God, you are the source of every positive thing. I praise you. You are great. And you're full of much to be praised. The Lord will enlighten us that we should praise him because of what he did this, what he did that, what he said, so many things. Our response to what the triune God has done, our response is first thank you, and then it's beyond words. I just praise you from my whole being. I praise you for taking care of me in every way. Nine, praise befits you, O God, in Zion. 10, that the name of Jehovah may be declared in Zion, and the praise in Jerusalem. When we become the Jerusalem, and are living part of Jerusalem, in the new heaven and the new earth, we will continue to praise him. Eleven, let the high praises of God be in their throats, and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment among the peoples, to bind the kings with fetters and their nobles with chains of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor is for all his faithful ones. Hallelujah. 12. You are holy. You also, you who sit enthroned upon the praises of Israel. You are holy. You sit enthroned upon the praises of Israel. This word enthroned. We'll see this at another time in the near future, I believe, about being enthroned, that the resurrected Christ, when he was taken to the heavens, was on the throne. And the overcoming saints will join him on the throne during the next 1,000 years. And there would just be a time of praise. The Lord is on the throne, applying his authority. But as he do this, we not only say amen, we say, we praise you. With all authority you have, we praise you for who you are, for what you're doing. You have all authority in heaven and on earth. We have to realize no human being has authority. No saint has authority. We can only be a channel of authority as we are trained by the Lord. No leading brother, no co-worker, no elder can say, I have authority. Just those words indicate something that needs to be dealt with by the cross. But our response would be, don't focus on me for anything. The triune God is the source. He has all authority. Please join me to praise him with his authority. And then 12. You are holy, you who sit enthroned upon the praises of Israel. So now see, Psalms 146 through 150, the Hallelujah Psalms, are the consummate praises. I like this word, Hallelujah Psalms. So it might be quite encouraging in the next day or two to read these 5 points from 146 to 150, the Hallelujah Psalms. They are the consummate praise. Psalm 146, concerning the praising of Jehovah for his reigning from Zion. And why are we praising? Because of his reigning. Lord, you are reigning, and we are praising. Psalm 147 is a praise to Jehovah for the rebuilding of Jerusalem. We can apply this to the rebuilding of all the local churches. And I believe the Lord throughout Europe, before the time of Antichrist, there will be more churches rebuilt. They may not be lengthy, but there will be genuine saints, a rebuilding to put the demons to shame, Before the Antichrist comes, the Lord established overcoming saints by rebuilding churches in other parts of Europe, this city or that city. The last time I was in Europe was in France, and it was just encouragement to see saints raised up in that country with a small number. But there again, he can be praised. Psalm 148 is a praise to Jehovah for his exalted name and for his transcending majesty. But we need to learn something about God before we can praise in this particular way. Praise him for his excellent name. And then we praise him for his transcending majesty. Only God has majesty. No believers have majesty. But just to come to know the majesty of God, when we see this, not from a long distance, but in our close relationship, we can only say, praising you in a way I've never praised in this level, because of your majesty. Just your being itself brings forth praising. Psalm 149 is a praise to Jehovah for his taking pleasure in his people, Israel, and his adorning of the lowly with salvation. Again, another particular aspect of praising him. Praise to Jehovah for his taking pleasure in his people. Right now, God is taking pleasure with us. And our response is to praise him. And his adorning of the lowly with salvation. He comes to what people are called the lowliest ones to save them. And once they're saved, they not only thank the Lord, but they join others to praise him. And now we come to the peak. Psalm 150 is on praising Jehovah God. This psalm is a concluding charge to everything that has breath to praise God. Let me read this again and let's focus for a second. This psalm is a conclusion, including charge to everything that has breath to praise God. Everything, praise God. Point B, Psalm 150 is not only the conclusion of the Psalms, it is the consummation of the entire Bible. For the Psalms are a miniature of the whole Bible. That's quite a statement. That's why I just encourage you within the next couple of months to read through Psalms from 1 to 150. Just go it through at the time and opportunity as your human situation allows. But I suggest something that I've been learning when I start reading the Psalms. My feeling is, Lord, I'm doing this for the first time. Everything is new. Just lead me and guide me from 1 to 150. I want this to be real in an experiential way. I want it to be part of my being and my living. And then we conclude with point D. The Psalms reveal that the Lord has turned us from the law to Christ. That Christ has brought us to the house. That he is enlarging the home into the city. And that from the city, he will gain the earth. Then God's purpose will be fulfilled. And we will declare, O Jehovah, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. The time will come when in oneness we will make this declaration. But now we're on the journey of praising the Lord. Triune God, from the depths of our being, we not only thank you, right now we exercise our whole being to praise you. We praise you for who you are. We praise you for what you've been doing. We praise you what you will soon do in us. With all that is in us, individually and corporately, we praise you, Father, Son, and Spirit. You are worthy of our praise. Amen and amen.